A project to safely dispose of Ghana's obsolete pesticides has been launched in Accra. The country is said to produce 120 tons of obsolete pesticides annually. The danger in this practice causes the nation 40 to 60% of its agricultural production. Deputy Food and Agriculture Minister in charge of crops, Dr. Ahmed Yakubu, said obsolete pesticides, apart from health implications, also contribute to land degradation, water pollution, and its associated risks. He added that government considers obsolete pesticides a threat to agriculture since it relies heavily on the sector for development. Erabna Paha and Mania Jakunidu filed this report.
Obsolete pesticides are pesticides that are useless in the activities of agriculture. They are highly hazardous acidic waste which poses health threats to humans and must be disposed of with care. This triggered the Ministry of Food and Agriculture and the Environmental Protection Agency to partner the Food and Agriculture Organization to develop a project on how to dispose Ghana's over 120 tons of obsolete pesticides, which is currently in store at a site in Pukwase in the Greater Accra region. Deputy Food and Agriculture Minister in charge of crops, Dr. Ahmed Yakubu, spoke about some interventions government has put in place to address the issue of pesticides.
The contribution of agro-input sector to our culture in Ghana cannot be underestimated. In 2009, a nationwide inventory was conducted to take stock of obsolete pesticides in the country, and a total of 183 metric tons was documented. Ghana initiated an obsolete pesticide safeguarding project under the auspices of the Crop Life International or Crop Life Ghana, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, and the Environmental Protection Agency, an effective partnership. The specific objective of this project was to phase out obsolete pesticides in the country and also recycle used pesticide containers as part of the African Stockpile and Safeguarding Initiative. By the end of 2013, the total of 183.7 metric tons was safeguarded and transferred to the temporary storage facility at Kokwasi, and that was very alarming for a small country such as ours.
FAO country representative to Ghana, Dr. Behahu Bedan, explained the objectives of the project.
Its main objective is to improve the capacity of relevant government institutions and the regulatory frameworks, as well as agro-input dealers, to ensure sound management of pesticides and disposing of the current stockpile of obsolete pesticides at the Pokwasi temporary storage facility. The project also plans to create an effective awareness strategy aimed at preventing misuse and abuse of pesticides in order to reduce risks and improve pesticide management, thereby contributing to sustainable intensification of agriculture.